Religious roots with smart people like Dennis Prager, Richard Grinnell, and the late Herman Cain, and makes you laugh along the way.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Representative Omar, or her husband, or brother, or whatever.
Stream it on your phone, tablet, or TV. Go to SalemNow.com, promo code Kirk. SalemNow.com, promo code Kirk.
Ah, tax season. Opening that confirmation email and... What? Someone already filed my return? During tax season, all the info identity thieves need is on your tax forms. That's why LifeLock monitors your personal information, alerts you to possible suspicious activity, and works to fix it if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code SMART.
We know life gets hectic. Work, kids, sports. Who could expect you to remember ice for the barbecue, diapers for the baby, or maybe it's food for the dog? Can't get to Terribles? Get Terribles to you. With all the essential items you need, complete with contactless delivery right to your doorstep. And ordering couldn't be easier with the free Terrible Social House app or online at terribleherbs.com. You got this. Can't get to Terribles? Get Terribles to you.
Everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The sheriff in Los Angeles County says when Tiger Woods crashed his SUV in February, he was speeding.
The speed limit at the scene of the crash outside Los Angeles is 45 miles per hour.
Estimated speeds at the first area of impact were 84 to 87 miles per hour. And the final estimated speed when the vehicle struck the tree was 75 miles per hour.
Sheriff Alex Villanueva blames the crash solely on excessive speed and Woods' loss of control behind the wheel.
There were no citations issued.
The sheriff says Tiger Woods did not get special treatment.
There was no signs of impairment. Our primary concern once we, obviously at the scene of the collision, was his safety.
Tiger Woods broke bones in his right leg and is in Florida recovering from multiple surgeries. I'm Ed Donahue.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports a new survey from the Biden administration shows nearly 46% of public schools around the country offer 5 days a week of in-person to all students in February. But just 34% of students were learning full-time in the classroom.
The data capture a month that saw building momentum in the push to reopen schools. In February, the CDC declared that schools could safely reopen with masks, social distancing, and other precautions. Days later, President Biden reframed his goal around reopening schools after critics said his previous pledge lacked ambition.
The gap was most pronounced among older K-12 students, with just 29% of 8th graders getting 5 days a week of learning at school. U.S. and Iraqi officials say the mission of U.S. forces in Iraq has shifted to training and advisory roles, allowing for redeployment of combat forces that remain in the country. However, according to a joint statement following a third round of strategic U.S.-Iraq talks on Wednesday, the timing of such a redeployment would be determined in upcoming technical talks. On Wall Street, the Dow by 16 points, the Nasdaq dropped 9. More at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. March was another record month for the Southern Nevada housing market. The median sales price of previously owned single-family homes was $363,000 in March. That was up more than 2% from the all-time high set in February and nearly 14% better than the same time last year. Householders bought more than 3,700 homes last month, 35% better than March of last year. 74% of homes sold last month were on the market for 30 days or less. Unhappy about what he calls the party's shift towards socialism, North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee says he's leaving the Democratic Party and becoming a Republican. Lee said being a pro-life, pro-gun Christian made it increasingly difficult to find a place in the party moving forward. Nevada State Democratic Party officials say Lee has been out of step with the party for some time. Lee has been mentioned as a possible gubernatorial candidate in next year's election, and he'll be with us on Live and Local in just a couple of minutes. Unlike earlier this year, Clark County now has plenty of COVID-19 vaccines. Now they need people to vaccinate. The Cashman Center vaccination site is delivering about 5,000 shots a day, well below its capacity of 7,000 people per day.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
As we check out our traffic cams right now, we're getting moderate flows as you work your way through the resort corridor. Southbound at Sahara, north of Tropicana, you're averaging about 55 miles per hour as you work through there. Slow flows, 215 westbound at Valley Verde, and you'll touch the brakes into the Spaghetti Bowl, 95 eastbound at Rancho.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local for a Wednesday, a hump day, April the 7th. Good to have you with us. I just about fell off my chair watching Fox and Friends, and who shows up but my old friend Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas. And believe it or not, he is becoming a Republican.
He is giving up his Democratic roots, and he is now a Republican, and he joins us on the line. Mayor John Lee, always good to talk to you. You're making some news, and national news, no less. How did the folks at Fox and Friends find you?
Well, that's a good question, but let me say something real quick, Kevin. You'd be surprised at how many people called me and said, I did the same thing 5 years ago. I did the same thing last year. I mean, they didn't get on Fox and News. A lot of your radio listeners have been doing this, and I just have been so focused on North Las Vegas that I don't really pay much attention to Nevada party politics or anything, you know. But so Fox and Friends found out I was going to do this, and North Las Vegas is in the top 75 big cities in the country. And since the president has been elected, we'll say in the last 3 months or whatever, you know, whatever he's sworn in, but no one from the Democratic Party has switched to the Republican Party, especially somebody from an elected official, I guess as high up as the, you know, top 75 cities in the nation. And so they found out, and they called me and said, we'd like to do an exclusive on this, but you can't tell anybody because we want to get the scoop on it. We think this could be a national thing that takes place if mayors will listen to you and start talking about we're not going to defund police. We're not going to do all these stupid things that seem to be happening. Everybody's just rolling over with it. Would you mind waiting? I said, no, I'll do it. So we chose a day, and that was the day, April 6th, and it happened. And my goal, Kevin, was to let the world know that mayors care about their cities. Mayors are concerned what's happening. Mayors are not wanting to defund their police and do all these crazy things. It doesn't seem to be fixed from the top down, from the president and Congress on down right now. So if the mayors can stand up for their communities and county commissioners and let the governor know, you don't do this kind of stuff to our residents, and our citizens, I should say, and then if you do, then we won't support you. And then that governor says to his people in Washington, I don't want you doing this, and puts pressure from the bottom to the top. Maybe in the next little while, there'll be a change of attitude that we need to stand up because people below us are forcing us to do it. So, Kevin, that's where it came from. It was just to let people know I'm not doing this, and I'm not going to see that my residents suffer at the hands of these socialists and these elitists.
Again, Mayor John Lee from North Las Vegas joining us. You and I have known each other for going on 10 years, and I must tell you what I have learned about you in that time. You are pro-gun. I believe you are pro-life. And there are a lot of people that you know, whether it's at a State of the City address that you were kind enough to invite me to or some other function, you ran your city, and you run your city, like a Republican. Why were you ever a Democrat?
There's a lot of people that grew up in Democratic families that just decided who they were going to vote for when the time came. They weren't going to precinct meetings, and they were just born in certain areas of the country where the families were Democrat. And so my mother's family was out of Anaconda, Montana, and Butte, and in the mining industry, and my father was down in the South, and they were Democrats, and so you just grow up the way you are, and it's like religion in a lot of cases, you know, you are what you're raised in. And then I got into politics, and I just realized I could just vote on things the way I wanted to vote on them, and so I didn't worry about it. But then when I see what's happening in this country right now, people need to stand up and say they're not going to put up with this anymore. They're going to hold the electors accountable. And maybe it takes somebody like me to stand up and say, I'm not scared of these people. Let's do what we can. You know, as fathers and grandfathers, we can't be a part of a party that's hostile to our traditional values. You know, I'm not worried about this cancel culture. I'm going to do what I think's right and make sure that everyone that I know has the same opportunity in America that I had.
I want to ask you about how you've run your city. You have taken your city through a very, very, very difficult period of time. There were people around the country, people around the state, people here in town that were talking about the dreaded I word, insolvency. You yeah. battled back. Can you tell me what your guiding principles have been in running North Las Vegas?
Well, let me take it back to the very beginning. When North Las Vegas was going under, I grew up here, so this is my hometown. If your hometown, Kevin, or your Boy Scout troop, or your church, or your school was going under, and it really meant a lot to you, you would have a vested interest in it. And I thought, man, I just can't let my town go under. My mother and father would be disappointed in me. I looked around, I couldn't find anybody else that had this, I guess, the talent, because I'd been in the legislature, I'd been in business. I said, I can fix this if I just get enough time. And so I got elected, and I just started to work. But the thing that was exciting, Kevin, and it was scary, and I think I told you this once, right when I got elected, I called Detroit up, and they were going through a bankruptcy there. And I called the mayor of Detroit, and I wanted to talk to him to know how it affected the three cities around them. Like, we have Henderson and Las Vegas and Boulder City and Mesquite. You know, we have cities around us. If North Las Vegas goes under, it was planned that the county would take half of it, and the city of Las Vegas would take half of it. But nobody wanted the debt, you know, so it was just a burden. And if you have $10 in your wallet, Kevin, you've got 10 more dollars than the state of Nevada has. We're not a rich state. The state can't come in here and take over cities, you know. So I called Detroit up, and the lady, I never even got to the mayor. The lady said to me, Mary, you don't understand. You need to ask me how it affect the three states around us in southern Canada. That's how big that financial tsunami was. So I knew, Kevin, if we went down that path of insolvency, it would be what happened in Vegas was over. It would be horrible here. Bonding companies, rating companies, everybody, we would have just diminished all the good things that our city had grown into. Even though we were in a recession, we would have made it a lot worse. So what I did, Kevin, is I get hired and I do the thing I do best. I mean, some people can make money in business with cash flow. Other people can make assets turn into profit and then into cash flow. And I've been very successful at running businesses. And so this is exactly what I can do. I just need a little bit of time. And I hired some very brilliant people to come work for me. So when I say we run it like a business, we do. We make those decisions like a business. We understand it's taxpayer money. We don't squander any money here. We live within our budget. And I used to have employees a long time ago say, I'm doing the work of four people now, you know, because three people got laid off. And I remember saying, you know, really, four people were getting paid what one person could have done. You know, there was just a lot of, over the years, people just weren't putting it in, you know, like putting it out like they used to. So we've rebuilt the city. And we're rebranding it now. But this will be the breadbasket of Southern Nevada. People will go to the Strip. People will go to Fremont Street. They'll travel here to see this wonderful valley we have. But we're going to diversify the income here in Southern Nevada, in North Las Vegas. We're going to manufacture. We're going to build. So next time an airplane or something tragic happens in New York, and, you know, like 9/11, we all lost our jobs. Airplanes quit flying. This last recession we had wiped out people, Kevin. So my idea is I want the residents of North Las Vegas to have, maybe you're in gaming, tourism, and hospitality. Maybe your wife works at Caesar's Palace. She's dealing cards. It's a good gig, good tips. I don't want you next door to Treasure Island doing the same thing and working in, you know, engineering there. Because next time we have an issue, you both get laid off. So if I can produce the jobs in North Las Vegas that we're building things here, they're sold somewhere else in the world or in the United States, that person can keep working. We can keep that family in that house, building equity in that home, and we can save our city. So that's my goal, Kev, is I surround myself with smart people. And you don't pay John Lee to know how many streetlights are out, how many sprinkler heads at the golf course are out or whatever. You pay me to know where we'll be 10 years from now. That's the kind of stuff I'm good at, and we've worked the plan, and we did it.
Again, Mayor John Lee joining us from North Las Vegas. You avoided insolvency, and you did it pretty much on your own. You did not have a huge team all coming together, working as one. All you were taking on the union bosses. You were taking on the cops, the jails. There were a lot of folks that were swimming the other way from what you were doing. You seem to relish that kind of a challenge, though.
Well, I don't want to say it, but a lot of directors left as soon as I got elected. They thought, well, the lights are going to go out now. We've hung around here long enough. A lot of them were asked to leave. A lot of them retired. So in my first year, my city attorney at the time said, Mayor, do you want to be known as the first mayor that got rid of all of his directors? And I said, I don't even think like that. You know, we're building a business here. We're going to get the best people we can. And yes, there was a lot of dangerous things that had happened. We were $156 million upside down. We just found a new $6 million in the hole in the budget. The unions had not been paid any of their promised things that they'd got in contract. There's $25 million there. It looked bleak, but we found some smart things that we could do. We worked with the unions. I remember we had a meeting with all the unions, and the governor came down, and he was going to try to, can't we all get along? And they thought, well, Brian Sandoval coming, he'll save the city. He'll save all our jobs. He's a nice guy. I looked at Brian and said, Brian, listen, you need to tell these guys you don't have any money. And number two is, I will tell you this, if we don't solve this problem here today, you're going to have to call out the National Guard because we're going to have to lay off our whole police department. I mean, it was bad, but it was also needed. You know, we needed to rebuild. So North Las Vegas now is probably the strongest city in this state. We have done all the right things. We're living well within our budget. We never raised taxes. We never raised anything on anybody. We just worked ourselves through 60, 80 hours a week for a couple years. But always remember, Kevin, it takes more than one person. It takes a great group of people that are all moving in the same direction.
And you did assemble an amazing team of very, very talented individuals in a variety of different areas. I want to ask you, I want to kind of bring you back to the here and now. How much money did you get from the feds in the stimulus bill?
Geez, I don't remember, but we spent it all that was given to us, like the COVID money. We put all everything.
I mean, just like no. The stimulus bill that we just passed, and the state got $4.5 billion. How much did you guys get?
I don't recall getting any money from the federal government right now.
Oh, really?
So we got money from the state through the county, if that's what you're talking about. You know, that money went to the county and then over to us.
Okay.
But no, we've never got a check directly from the federal government yet. This new infrastructure, the new stimulus bill, I think they're still putting out the idea of how much money's coming in.
Let me just ask you, a lot of people question the why now. Why did you make the move now, this week, to leave the Democrat Party for the Republican Party?
Good question. Recently, the Democratic Party held a meeting to vote in, you know, new leadership. Maybe they keep the same people there. Everybody voted, and they actually kicked out everybody that was in the Democratic Leadership Party at the time, and the Nevada Democratic Socialist Party, I call it now, that the new group of people came in and won 4 out of 5 of the seats, and basically said, we are now the Socialist Party in Nevada. And since I've switched parties, Kevin, this is interesting, that a lady in Congress, that Congresswoman AOC, she's actually tweeted out that people in Nevada don't understand how good the Socialist Party can be. They lost all their volunteer help. They lost their contractors. Everybody left this party after this group got put in, and she's going to help raise money now to help this new socialistic party become the party of Nevada. And there's just simply no way. There's no place for me in that party.
A lot of people are saying you have an amazing future in the Republican Party. A lot of people believe you're going to run against Steve Sisolak. You want to run against Steve Sisolak?
To be honest with you, at this point in time, if I could tell you all the great things that are happening in North Las Vegas, it would blow your brain. You know, I mean, it was just that much. But I'm pretty much, right today, I'm focused on to being the best mayor I can in North Las Vegas. We just got the water and the sewer going up to Apex. 18,000 acres there we're going to turn into money. I don't know what the future holds, but today I'd like to be focused on being the best mayor I possibly can for North Las Vegas, Kevin.
I think I hope you do run. I honestly do. I think you would be a great governor and certainly a better governor than Steve Sisolak. In the last couple of minutes, what about the job he's done with Dieter, with the pandemic, with the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines? What do you think of the job he's done?
I guess, Kevin, I've never been called on the phone by the governor. It'd be nice to know a little bit more about what he has done. And number two is it would be wonderful if he would communicate and say, here's what I'm thinking, how's this going to affect the cities? I know that Marilyn Kirkpatrick sometimes is able to get through and work on some stuff, but she worked with him on the county commission. But it's been kind of lonely being a mayor in southern Nevada and trying to figure out what is going on, because I guess it depends on from day to day how he feels about the restrictions or the face masks or what Gavin Newsom's doing or something. I don't understand it because I don't ever get any discussions with him.
Wow. Wow. Well, I hear that from members of the legislature who, through 10 weeks, haven't heard from the governor at all, haven't communicated with him, haven't had a conversation with him or a phone call. That's strange, and that's why we need a new governor. And maybe it will be John Lee. I hope it is. I really honestly do, because you're good people. John, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. Next time, we'll talk more about your great city and all the great changes that have happened in your city over the last 4 or 5 or 6 years. Hopefully, we can do that soon.
Well, thank you. And to all the working people out there, the people at North Las Vegas and everyone here that works to make this town so wonderful, thank you so much for everything you're doing. This is a wonderful community. We want to keep it that way, and I appreciate all the support I've got for changing parties.
Mayor John Lee, stay safe, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, good luck, Kev. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mayor John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, joining us right here. By the way, this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once